Okay, so Chanukah Sameach to everybody. We sometimes have a Chanukah shiur during the week of Chanukah, but since I'm having this annual shiur in memory of my mother's yahrzeit, today is actually the yahrzeit, tonight and tomorrow. So the formal Chanukah shiur, I guess, will be tomorrow. But that's why I have to kind of just start off with a bit of a justification, like how can you not have a Chanukah shiur during Chanukah, no matter what? So I think I alluded to this last week. So it's a very fascinating thing. We'll just start, just a couple of words. So I guess it will be a Chanukah shiur. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis, as a passage which I think is endlessly fascinating, which is why I like to speak about it a lot, where he describes, the singular character of the mitzvah of Chanukah. And he says, mitzvah sner Chanukah mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. And the mitzvah of ner Chanukah is an exceedingly beloved mitzvah. The tzarech adam lehi zaher ba. And therefore, people are obligated to treat it carefully, be very scrupulous, I guess, about it. Kedei lehodia hanes, ulehosif b'shevach hakel v'hodoy lo, al nisim shasalanu. So that we can accomplish the goal of this mitzvah, which is to convey, to inform about the nisim, to add shevach to the Rabban Shalom, and also to express thanksgiving. So then the Ram goes on to say something even more fascinating, and that is afilo eino mayochal, even if we're dealing with an ani who doesn't have the wherewithal to eat, elamin atzdaka, he's on the community rolls, he's taking tzedakah money, nonetheless, he's obligated in the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, and Sholem Ochaksus of Lokech Shemin of Neiros Umadlik. He's obligated to sell the shirt off his back, I guess you'd say, or to hire himself out, right, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. So the reason I just want to speak just for a minute is that this whole Rambam is very mechudash. The idea that Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od is an expression which is unusual in the Rambam's, portrayal of things. The fact that he speaks about Zahiros, alongside Chavivos, something I may speak a little bit about tomorrow, but implies that ignoring the themes of Chanukah come at your own peril. It's almost like a lav. Even though, of course, Chanukah is a mitzvah divrei sofrim, and it's a positive commandment, but the Rambam, by telling you to be careful about it, treat it, very seriously, kind of sets a tone that makes it sound a little bit, like a drabanan lav rather than a drabanan asay. That's very mechudash. And then the final part, which is the idea that you would demand of an ani, not only would you sustain the mitzvah of Chanukah through tzedakah, but even if the tzedakah is not enough, that he would have to, incur debts, that he would have to sell, chosen personal items. That's very extraordinary. And that actually is very controversial. Where does Rambam get that from? I don't want to go into details, but that I want to succinctly making the point. Every one of the things that the Rambam says here is mechudash. But what's fascinating is, where did he get it from? So I don't want to talk about where he got the last part from at the moment, but where did he get the first part from? The idea that mitzvah sner Chanukah chaviva hi ad ma'od v'chayiv adam lihi zaher ba. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. So the Magen Mishnah says something remarkable. He quotes the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Beis in Shabbos, which says, Amar Rav Huna haragil b'ner Chanukah Havilo banim tamid chachamim. That if a person it's consistent, I guess you'd say, in fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah properly, is ragil. It's actually an interesting phrase. I'll tell you what I think it also might mean. I'm not sure if that part is drush or not. I'll tell you in a second. Then he'll be blessed to have, you know, banim tamid chachamim, you know, children who are tamid chacham. Well, number one, ma inyan tamid chachamim, banim tamid chachamim to ner Chanukah. Number two, I could say, you know, kiner mitzvah of a Torah or, but that's also the makar, according to the Magen Mishnah, for it's a mitzvah chavivi hiya. Since the Gemara says that, you know, you're going to have the banim tamidei chachamim, right? That means it's a mitzvah chaviva hiyad mod v'chayavim lizayir bo. So it's a very challenging Rambam, and it's an equally challenging Magen Mishnah. Like, what's going on? So one other ha'ara. It didn't come from me originally. I'm trying to remember where I heard it, but somebody made the ha'ara, maybe more than one person, that it's just very interesting that in the singing of Haneros Halalu, which has its roots in Masechet Sofrin, that we kind of sing out, you know, some of the halachos of Chanukah, right? Haneros Halalu Kodeshem Heim. Not going to sing it because Ve'elanu Rishus Lahishtamesh Bahem El Lerosam Bilvad Kedei Lahodos Lahalel Lishimcha Hagadol. Right, only secha, only flo secha, Yeshua secha, right? So this idea that in the middle of, first of all, the song itself is fascinating. The minhag that we have, according to many poskim in Shulchan Aruch, which is that we begin to sing an Eretz Halalu in the middle of the lighting, after the first ner. You light the first ner and then you start singing. In our house, we're very makbid to do this, because I like it. I think it's very meaningful. Not that I'm such a singer, you know, generally, but I think it's a very unusual idea. It's a way of integrating, you know, the shir and the shevach into the hadlaka. But in addition to that, it's fascinating that the song that we sing in the middle of the hadlaka, right, speaks about the dinim of Chanukah, right? That's also liyishtamish bo, that it's, you know, haneros kodeshem. That's strange. Like, why is that? Then there's this really interesting me'iri, which in our yeshiva, there are no way goes to, you know, tack up on the bulletin board, which is that when, you know, people have a seder kavua in Limud HaTorah, right, they should continue, and they should only light Neros Chanukah afterwards. That's actually very strange, because, you know, according to some of the Rishonim, we'll get to that in a second, in the middle of our real share, the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is very early. It's, you know, either at the beginning of Shkia or the end of Shkia, and, you know, there are issues of Pirsumei Nisa, Atcha Tichla Regal Min Hashuk. So why wouldn't you disrupt your, you know, regular Siddurim, you know, to do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Many people do anyway, but at least that's the view that the Me'iri quotes from the Rishonim, and there's a Kpeda for that in many places. But I think the answer to all of this, you know, is really very simple, but very profound. And that is, you know, the Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah by enumerating the challenges, you know, that form the background, you know, of the Nais, right? B'bayi sheni k'shemolchi yavon gozru gzeros al Yisrael u'bitlu datam v'lo nichu osam lasuk b'toru b'mitzvos. That's how he begins. And of course, in Alanisim, you know, the first thing that we read about is Lashkicham Torasecha, Lahaviram, Michuke, Ritzonecha. So again, we correctly, you know, zero in on the Nes Pach Shemen and on the Mochama, you know, and then the relationship between them. Sometimes we forget that this background is really not just background to explain how we got to that point and then what it is that we're really celebrating. The background is really the source of celebration. Meaning, Hanukkah is about coping with, you know, relating to, you know, the imposed limitations on Limud HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos. Basically, kind of a Shas HaShmad. That's important for everything about Hanukkah. But anyways, what it does establish then is that part of what we're celebrating is that return, right, to normal opportunity, which we may have taken for granted, but in light of the experience, it should have heightened, you know, our, you know, sense of appreciation. That's part of the Hodah, for sure, as well. So part of that is Lashkicham Torah Sechel Avirim Mechukei Ritzonecha. So if that's the case, it becomes particularly important on Hanukkah to keep your regular, you know, limud and starim going. I think that's what the Meiri had in mind when he said, don't disrupt them, because it's not just a clash between Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah or the celebration of the day of Hanukkah. It's a deeper understanding of what Hanukkah really intends to celebrate. And if that's the case, maybe we can appreciate that comment that in the Haneros Hallelu, we, you know, we communicate this like Talmud Torah, you know, Horas Halacha in the middle of the song, you know, it's a different kind of a song. Right, that the Neros have some sense, you know, Kodeshem. And for that same reason, maybe that's why the Gemara says that Haragil b'ner Hanukkah, you know, Havyon lo, you know, Banim Tamid Chachamim. Because if you truly appreciate what Ner Hanukkah is about and what it is that we are celebrating, then it's really a celebration of negating Lashkicham Torasecha and La'aviram Mechukei Ritzonecha. And therefore, if you know that and you communicate that to your children, right, I don't think it's even just a skula. I'm sure there's a skula aspect, but the skulas I can't explain. I don't dismiss them, Chalila. I'm happy, you know, to get those chuyos like everybody else. But I think that what Chazal meant, but a rogel b'neros Chanukah avim banim scharim, is that if you truly, right, impart to others and to your, begins of course with yourself, what Chanukah is all about, then, you know, that's a recipe, you know, for success, you know, in raising children who appreciate the value, you know, of Limud HaTorah. So anyways, all this is to explain why it is that it's a good thing to have the regular shiur during the week of Hanukkah as well. And maybe this is where the drush part comes in. Maybe the idea of being rugil, you know, b'neros Hanukkah, is the idea of keeping up your regular schedule, being rugil, you know, even though it's Neros Hanukkah. Not because you don't appreciate Neros Hanukkah, but because Neros Hanukkah is about appreciating those parts of your schedule, that part of your devotion, which is Ragil. So for all of those reasons, I guess the little Dvar Torah about Hanukkah is a preamble for why we're studying Tzachim, you know, during the week of Hanukkah. Okay. Since we're already, you know, in this topic, but I better transition soon, otherwise, you know, it'll contradict what I'm saying. So one other little ha'ara. I think I mentioned last week that I would briefly talk about it, or at least identify it. And that is that there's a huge debate among the Rishonim, you know, when you light Neros Hanukkah. The Gemara speaks about, you know, doing this, Mishatishka Chama. So the question is, what does Shkias HaChama mean in this context? And the Rambam has a very well-known view. Rambam says, Ein madlikin deiros Chanukah, this is Perek Dalet Halacha Hey, Ein madlikin deiros Chanukah kodim shetishka chama, ela im shkiasa. You don't light Neros Chanukah, right, prior to Shkias HaChama, to sunset. Rather, right, coinciding with im shkiasa. Lo ma'achrin, v'lo magdimin. Not later, not earlier. Interesting Rambam. And then he says, shachach hohizid v'lo hidlik, im shkiyas achama. If he didn't do this, then whether it's by accident or intentionally, he could still be madlik v'holech ad sheticha rega min hashuk, as long as people are outside. V'kamu zman zeh, kamo chatzi shah, oh yes, sir. That's a big controversy in the Rambam. What does the Rambam really mean? Does he mean to say that there's a shir of Tikha Regal Minashuk, whatever it is, and in the time of the Gemara and time of the Rambam, it's a little more, it's, you know, around a half an hour. But does he mean to say that whatever it is, it is? If you live in the city that never sleeps, you know, it's much longer. Much longer in terms of when you can light it, and much longer maybe in terms of the amount of time, lechatchila at least, that it remains lit. Is that what he's saying? Or by saying, kama huzmanze, kamo chatzisha yeser, is he saying, you know, they kind of objectified the zman of tichla regam and shuk to about half an hour, you know, and it's always that half an hour, no matter where you live. Hard to say. That's a huge debate among the mefarshim. Either way, the Rambam says, "Btzarich liten shemen b'ner, kedei shetiadolekes v'holeches, ad shetichal regal b'nashuk." The amount of oil is the amount that burns until after that period. That's basically the Rambam's view. So the Rambam seems to say that the time to light Hanukkah candles is at Shkias HaChama. And literally, that sounds like astronomical sunset. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say Sof Hashkia. And they're referring to the broader discussion, which I'm going to kind of touch on this evening, namely Rabbeinu Tam, the Urayim, the Gaonim, which I'm not going to, again, just, you know, just for tonight. It's a massive topic, the question of Zmanim. But the upshot is, that according to the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, you really should wait, you really should light not at Shkia, but at Tzeis Kochavim, which is, well, as we'll discuss, sometime after Shkia. So the general debate about Zmanim, you know, ends up affecting their Hanukkah as well. There are those who suggest that the reason that the Rambam was makbid for Shkia was dafka because it's a time in which there is still light. Why would you want light when, you know, the beauty of the candles, whatever you want to say, is certainly more when it's dark outside? So some suggestion is that the Rambam have in mind, or according to the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara, is in order to neutralize any kind of suspicion, right, that there's a functional purpose for the lights. It's important to be koveya a heker of the sincerity. And again, in lanu rishus lehishtamesh bahem, ela lirosam belvat. So maybe by lighting at a time when you don't even need the light fully, because again, sunset, it's getting darker, but you don't really need candles to get around at that point. But maybe by doing that, right, it's a way of building in the unequivocal heker and commitment that you have to the principle of Neros Hanukkah. Whereas other Rishonim think that, you know, it's a din in Erev and Laila, and typically Erev and Laila depends on Seis, doesn't it? It's actually interesting because the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Gimel, when he talked the first time he mentions the mitzvah of the Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, says, Umadlikin Bohem Aneros Boerev Al Pischei Abatim. That's Gimel Gimel. So then when you put that together with Dalid Hey, where he says that the Zman, i.e., Erev, is Im Hashkia, so it's hard to say that the Rambam's Din of Im Hashkia is only, you know, because it provides a heker, since you don't need the light, you don't need the candle at that particular time. It sounds like that's simply the Hagdara of Erev. And the question is, does that really fit in to the definition of day and night as we typically understand it? So that's what I want to get back now to, so much for Hanukkah, maybe we'll get back to it in the end again. But now I want to get back to Psachim. So last week, we were discussing the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph. Excuse me. We were discussing the Gemara in Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara was trying to figure out the language of or. Why does it say or lar ba'asar? Right? At the light, where it's... of Arba'as or Bodkin as a Chametz. So the Gemara is two deos initially, whether or means nagi, or means light, or means Laila. We know that Lemaskana, the Gemara concludes on Gimel and Aleph, that or Arba'as means Laila, means the night of the 14th. On the other hand, till we got there, the Gemara is throwing back rayas, back and forth, forth and back, which one it means. So the Gemara that we read last week, I just want to get back to it, was trying to say, maybe you could bring a raya meisvi by Yikar Lakim la'or yom, or yomamahu. Apparently, or is a reference to yom. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar, l'mei ruba kro yom. It's, you know, doesn't mean the noun or is yom. It means the process of spreading light in the world signifies, right, the beginning of the day. Meaning, alos ha-shachar. Ela mi'ata, the Gemara says, v'lachoshach kor laila, v'machshach bo kor laila. If that's the case, namely that or means the beginning of light, then lachoshek should mean the beginning of darkness, not actually the state of darkness. But if that's the case, then what are we saying? That Laila is the equivalent of Shkia Sachama. Because Shkia Sachama, it's still light out, but it's beginning to become dark. Says the Gemara, but that can't be, because Valkaimalan, the Adseis HaKochavim Yamamahu. Until Tzeitz HaKochavim, it's Yom. So this Gemara is a prominent proof that in assessing the halachic day, until Tzeitz, we're talking about Yom. So how do things like Neros Chanukah, Ba'erev, you know, starting at Shkia, like, how does that fit into this? The truth is that Tosus, as we read last week, asks a different kind of question. Tosus quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. If you look at Gemara Makomos just for a minute, the Gemara in Shabbos. On page 2 of the Mar Makomos, yeah? Shabbos Lamed Daled Amud Beis? page two or not? Yeah. Okay. So
line 29.
Page two, line 29?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ben Ashmashos, twilight, Safek Min Hayom, Safek Min Halayla. It's has a dubious status, an unclear status. It's not clear whether it's day or night. Safek Kula Min Hayom, Safek Kula Min Halayla. Maybe the whole time is day, the whole time is night, part of it. Matinos on the Chomer Shnei Yamin. What we do is we treat it, the Chomra, on both sides. That's if the Chomra is that it's Yom, it's Yom. If the Chomra treat it Laila, Laila. Let's say you're talking about going into Shabbos, got to treat it as Laila. Let's say you're talking about going into Motzai Shabbos, you got to treat it as Yom, right? Then the Gemara says, Vezu Ezu Ben Hashmashos, what is Ben Hashmashos? Mishatishka Chama Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Madimen. When the sun sets, as long as the eastern sky is still, you know, red. Hichsif Atachton, below Hichsif Elyon, right? If the lower part of the horizon, you know, is silvery, darker, and the upper part is still red, right? That's Ben Hashmashos. Hichsif Elyon, the Hishfa Latachton, once both are silvery, meaning there's very little left of the light, of the red even, Zeu Laila, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer Kadei She'alech Adam, Chamechatzi Mil, as long as he can walk a half mil, a mil is about 18 minutes, so it's like 9 minutes. That's considered Ben Hashmashos. And Rabbi Yossi says, Ben Hashmashos, terrifying. Zeh nichnas today, yotze, b'yef shalam adala. Okay, it's in the blink of an eye, you know, and it's hard to, you just can't pin it down. Okay. So now look back at our Tosas in Psachim. Tosas says, I read this last week, but I just want to get back to it. V'kaimel and ad says, kocham yomahu. Omer read the pshita le gemara dad says, kocham yomahu. Mishun the maskin and serf base. Based in Megillah, the Mialosa Shachar, Yom Hu. The Gemara proves in Megillah. We'll look at that in a minute as well. Look at it now on page one. The Mishnah says, the Kulin Shasa Mishal Ramra Shachar Kosher. Any mitzvah sayom that you do from Alosa Shachar, Bidiyevit is kosher. The Chatchila, you should do it at Nates, sunrise. Sorry. But the Eved, you could do it at Alos. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Vayikra lo kim la'or yom, l'mei ruba kra yom, says the Gemara, Elamiata, that's Alos. Because Alos, it's already getting light. Elamiata v'lechoshach karalayla, l'machshach kabal karalayla, exactly like our Gemara. But if that's the case, then l'choshach karalayla means shkia, because that's the beginning of darkness. Now notice, even though the Tosa says they're the same, they're not the same. Our Gemara is much more radical. Our Gemara says Ad Seis Kochavim is Yom. The Gemara in Megillah says something also Mechudash, but not as Mechudash. Until Seis Kochavim, right? Lav Laila. Lav Laila means Yom or not? Not necessarily. Right? El Rab Zeira Mehacha. What's the makar? Banachno Simba Malacha, the Chetzion Machzikim Barimachim, Melos Ashachar, Hadzai Sukhavim, the Omer, right? Vahayu Lonu Alaila, Mishmar, Vayom, Malacha. So he described that the day was dedicated to Malacha, the night to Mishmar, to guarding. And it also says that the malacha was from Alos until Tzeis. So apparently that's Yom. That's where our Gemara Psachim also gets the idea that Yom persists until Tzeis Kochavim. Okay, so The Gemara says, "Ma'iv Omer v'chitem b'shalav me'ashachar lav yamamahu v'chiyar v'shem shalav mi'ar chiyar v'shem shalayla." Maybe we should say Alos is not yet day, and that Shkia is it's already night. Hi, what do I do with the pasuk in Nechemya? V'inu mekadmi mechashchi. He was just saying what they when they went to work, and when they stopped work. So maybe they were, you know, very diligent, right? And they started work early, even before the day began. And they worked even after night already fell. Like people say, I'm working day and night, you know. Maybe they really were. So that's why, Tashma, B'haylan walayla mishmar, b'yom malacha. That's why the pasuk, the additional pasuk is necessary, because the additional pasuk brands the entire malacha period as yom, and the entire Mishmar period as Laila. So what comes out of the Gemara in Megillah? That Yom begins at Alos, and that Yom ends at Seis. Certainly night begins at Seis, right? It sounds like even day ends at Seis. And that's, our Gemara says that as well. Right, that till Tzeis is day. That's what Tosis asks. The Omer, so Tosis says, now we're back here on Vaha. Tosis says, Vakasha, below Kasha, Mayidikra, Latanoi, the Paragomem Adlikin. Now, if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, the Komar Abinam, Shetishka, Kamakosman, Shepnei, Mizrach, Madimin, Vikalamandam, Hasim, Shnei, Chelke, Mil. Right? Some people say, oh, how long is Ben Hashmashos? 2/3 of a mil. Let's say 13 minutes, 14 minutes, whatever it is. 12 minutes. Says Tosis, Lefia Nira, Shogdola, Lifnei Tzeisa Kochavim. The Gemara there says that Ben Hashmashos lasts 15 minutes after Shkia. 15 minutes after Shkia, there are Kochavim? Not for another hour. That's what bothers Tosis. Tosis asks the same question in Megillah. Same question. Tosis says, "The Einanu Bekim B'Tzeis Kochavim, Kedamar Hasam, Lo Kochavim Gedolim Anirim Bayom, Lo Kochavim Ketanim Anirim Balayla, Ela Beinonim." Tosis basically says that our lack of expertise on what constitutes kochavim beinonim is the problem. We think that tzeisa kochavim is very late, right? But we don't realize that kochavim beinonim are already there. Okay. Either way, the mentality that underlies this Gemara, Gemara Megillah, these two Tosafim, is the idea that there is a single definition and a very absolute definition of Yom V'Layla. And that Yom begins at Alos and it ends at Seis. Laila doesn't begin till Seis. Everything is Chad V'Chalak. Then the problem is, like, what do you do with the Gemaras in Shabbos? And so on. However, there are other indications that maybe everything isn't so simple. And there's not just a single, you know, clear definition. Right? So in light of that, what I said before about the Rambam, even though he describes lighting Hanukkah Neros at Erev, yet it seems like his decision is that it's Shkia. Not like the Tur in Shulchan Aruch that it's Tzeis. So how is Erev in this context, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Shkia? But the truth is, it's not only the Rambam by a long shot. And by the way, it's not only by Erev. The Mishnah says in Megillah that L'chatchila, the mitzvah sayom begin at Neitz. Mila, right? All sorts of dinim. However, says the Mishnah b'di'eved, alos ha-shachar will work as well. So Rashi explains there in Megillah, what does it mean? What's this l'chatchila? What's the b'di'eved? So Rashi explains that really, really, everything begins at alos. Alos is boker. Alos is yom. The problem is that since it's still largely dark outside in the beginning of alos, right, you can be mistaken about when alos begins. So sometimes out of, let's say, a mistaken sense of zrizin magdimin, you think you're doing something, you know, baboker or bayom at alos, and it turns out it's a little earlier than that. You miscalculated. And if you miscalculate, you're not going to be yotzei. So that's Rashi's pshat, that it's mitzvah namuvchar to do these mitzvahs at nates, because then it's unequivocal that it's yom, as opposed to alos. Even though in the abstract, if we knew exactly when alos was each day, that would be as good, maybe even better. However, it doesn't sound that way in Tosas and Yuma Lamed Zayin. Sounds like sometimes Nates is actually a real candidate in its own right. And it doesn't sound that way in a bunch of Rambams. When the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Tefillin, Perek Aleph Hilchos Mila, I'm sorry, the mitzvah of Mila, sorry, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Mila, the Rambam says very clearly that the mitzvah only begins at Nates. Doesn't sound like it's, you know, Kadesh Lo Yitu. I say Tosas and Yuma also seems to think that Nates is better, Alos is good enough. Not Alos is equal or maybe even better, but there's a Chashash Sheme Yete. The Rambam, in a bunch of issues, actually counts from Nates and Daraisas. Mila is a good example, but actually Derech Rechoka is another. We'll get to it in just a second on the other side. But the Gemara in Masachet Psachim, Tzadi Dalin Omen Aleph, discusses, you know, what is Derech Rechoka with regard to Korban Pesach? Meaning, if you're B'Derech Rechoka, then you don't have to bring Korban Pesach. And, you know, maybe even more than that, you may be always exempt, you know, from Malkus under those conditions. You know, you're supposed to be Nidchet Pesach Sheni, but even then you might be even more exempt than that. What is Derech Rechoka? So the Rambam has a double Chiddush. Number one, let me say the normal. Rashi and Tosas and Psachim explain, what does it mean to be B'Derech Rechoka, such that you are not Chai of Kares and you can be Nidchel Pesach Sheni? What does it mean? What is Derech Rechoka? You're in a distant place. What does that mean? So Rashi and Tosas, Mos Rishonim say, the Zman of Shechitas Korban Pesach is when? It's Chatzos on Yom Yadalad. So, if at Chatzos, when Yom Yadalad starts, because that's the Zman, that's the earliest time you can do Shechitas Korban Pesach. If you are in a place where you cannot reach by the time, you know, you reach Erev and you can no longer do the Avodah of Korban Pesach, then you're B'Derech Rechoka. Oh. However, that's a Chiddush of the Rambam. I'm sorry, that's a Chiddush of the that's the normal understanding of the Gemara. The Rambam has a Chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach has a double Chiddush. Number one, the Rambam says, Derech Rechoka is defined by the morning, Netzachama, till Chatzos. If wherever you are at Netzachama, it's too distant for normal trip to get to the Azara by Chatzos, and that's called Derech Rechoka. and is a Ptur kind of an Onus, maybe even more. According to the Rambam, it's more than Onus, actually. I just want to go into that part of it right now. Oh, so the Kiddush of the Rambam is dual, the beginning time and the end time. The end time of Chatzot, like that's just the beginning of Korban Pesach. Let's say in the morning at Deitz HaChama, right? You're in a place where you could get to the Azara, a normal journey. You won't get there at Chatzos. You'll get there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't close for business until 6. Why do you have to only be able to get there by Chatzos? You'll get there 2 hours later. It's fine. You can still bring the Korban Pesach. So it's very mechudash that the Rambam thinks that the terminal point in Derech Rechoka is Chatzos. But I wouldn't say equally, but it's also very mechudash that the Rambam thinks that the beginning point is Neitz HaChama. The Shagas Aryeh asks, says, I don't get it. What does Neitz HaChama have to do with anything? Should be Alosar? If Im Kvar Az Kvar. If the Rambam thinks this is a mourning till Chatzos issue, not a Chatzos till they close the Beis HaMikdash for Avoda issue, if that's what he thinks, then it should be from Alos till Chatzos, not from Neitz till Chatzos. He's very much troubled by it. And some other Rambams too. Seems like Tosus Shanim, Rambam and Mila, Rambam and Derech Rechoka, some other Rambams, some other Rishonim, which we'll get to in a minute, seem to be giving Doraisa credence to Neitz HaChama. But doesn't the Gemara here, and in Brachos, and Megillah, all say that Alos HaShachar is Koveya? Seems like it's not so simple. Let's go a step further. There is a huge debate, as we know, and again, we're only going to speak about it tonight for just a few minutes, about the Zmanim. The Gonim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Uraim, there may be more Shitas, even the Ravon. I don't want to get into that now. I'm just going to talk very briefly about three of them. Right, these are, you know, what you always hear about. Oh, you hold Rabbeinu Tam, you don't hold Rabbeinu Tam. Well, it was 72 minutes, right? What is Rabbeinu Tam? What is this? So it's a fascinating argument. One second. What's the problem? Problem is two Gemaras. On the one end, you have the Gemara in Shabbos that we just read, on Lamed Aleph, which seems to say that nighttime is when? That Ben Hashmashos is between Shkia, right? And like two-thirds of a mil after Shkia, it's nighttime. In other words, 14 minutes, 18, 16 minutes, whatever it is, after Shkia. That seems to be what they go. A bit pashtus, if you had no other Gemaras, that's what the Gemara says on Masachat Shabbos. However, look at the Gemara in Psachim. Either in your Gemaras or I have it here. Tzadi Dalid Omud Aleph. Here on page 1. No. Is it already on 2? Is Talmud Bavli Masachat Psachim Tzadi Dalid Omud Aleph? On the bottom of page 1 still?
Yes.
Yeah?
29.
Well, Tama Mahalach Adam Beinoni Bayom. Gemara says, how much can a regular person travel a day? The answer is Eser Parsos. Okay. And the Gemara says, Ume Alos HaShachar. Ad Hanei Tzachama, Arba Milin. Now they're breaking it up for us. A person can typically travel 4 Milin from Alos to Nates. How much is that? Say 72 minutes. Let's assume a meal for the moment of 18 minutes. Mishkia Sachama. Yadzeis HaKochavim. Similarly, from sunset, Shkia, till Tzeis HaKochavim, Arba Milin, is 4 mil, 72 minutes. Wait, so when is Tzeis? 72 minutes after Shkia? Or 16 minutes after Shkia? Right? That's a problem. So here you have several suggestions. One is the view of the Gaonim, meaning the real Gaonim, meaning the Gaonei Bavel, like, you know, pre-Rambam Gaonim. And possibly Rabbeinu Chananel. Some people think this is Pshat and Rambam. Namely, they dismiss the Gemara in Psachim. Think that Gemara Shaloki Hilchasa mostly. So what are you left with? You have Shkia. Right? Shkia Sakama's astronomical sunset. Then you have about, whatever, 15, 18, 22, whatever it is. You know, you have another bunch of minutes after that. That's Ben HaShmashos. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then you have so about 20 or so less, somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes after sunset, is Tzeis. As for the Gemara Psachim, that Gemara had a different astronomical view of the world, you know, in terms of what is revolving around what, and so on. We don't go with that whole system. We're loyal only to the Gemara in Shabbos. Oh. So then, like 20 minutes after Shkia is nighttime. And by the way, that's the Kula and the Chumra, if you hold that way. Meaning Shabbos begins at that point. We do that for Shabbos, of course. We're machmir on that, for that Shita for Shabbos. But Shabbos would also end at that time. Now again, the Gra makes the Ha'ara, I should say, the Gra embraced this Shita of the Gaonim, both in Yoredeya and in Orach Chaim, very long, fascinating pieces, where he tries to show that in his opinion, you know, that's the right Shita. Of course, you know, what accounts for the discrepancy of some of the other Gemaras is the fact that the, you know, speed with which Tzeis HaKochavim follows upon Shkia maybe depends on the part of the world and the astronomic reality in different places. Close to the equator, not close to the equator. So Gra has this view that, you know, basically the world revolves around Yerushalayim. You know, that's where some of these numbers are coming from. Of course, as you adjust them throughout the different astronomical, you know, zones, let's say, of the world, so then it could be that the time after Shkia, right, that really is Tzeis, is expanded. So it could be 40 minutes, it could be whatever it is, 50 minutes, whatever it is. That is the view of the Gaonim as well as the Gaon. However, Rabbeinu Tam famously disagrees. So look at Tosim Psachim Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Mishkiya Sachama Tzeis HaKochavim Arba Milin. Kashtala Rabbeinu Tam. The Besof B'mem Adlikin Omar Ezu Ben Hashmashos Misha Tishka Chama Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Madim in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Same Gemara that we read, right? Umaskin and Hassam. The Gemara there concludes the Ben Hashmashos to Rabbi Yehuda, that the definition of Ben Hashmashos for Rabbi Yehuda is Tlasa Rive mil, three quarters of a mil after Shkia. That means, what is it, 16 minutes, 15, 16 minutes after Shkia. Lachi kamari, gufei, arba milin. But here, in Psachim, instead of being 15 minutes after Shkia, it sounds like it is 72 minutes after Shkia, 4 milin. It's a huge difference between 16 and 72, right? More than an hour, or close to an hour. Sorry. Says to, that's Rabbi Natam came up with his famous idea. Yeshom edahachi kamar, mitchila shkia. Gainu mishasha matcheles hachama likanes ba'ovia rakia. Adalaila v'dalad bilim. Hasan Ka'amar Misof Shkia. Sosa says, Rabbi Natam says, there's something called Tchila Shkia and something called Sof Shkia. Sof Shkia is, what is it, 3 3/4 mil after Tchila Shkia. That's when the real Shkia is. And then you have another, that's how he gets it from. Then you have another, you know, 3/4, it's 3 1/4 mil. And then you have another 3/4 of a mil, completing the 4 mil until you get to Tzeis. So the difference between Shkia and Seis is still 16 minutes, but it's 16 minutes starting right from 3 3/4 mil later. No, it's 50 something minutes later. Okay? So basically, according to Rabbeinu Tam's structure, there's Shkia Rishona, which is the astronomical Shkia, what we call sunset. 3 3/4 mil after that. There's a little more like an hour after that. Comes the second Shkia, where the sun really, you know, plummets already. You know, it's beneath, I guess, the horizon. That's already pretty dark. And then 16 minutes after that, you have Tzeis. In other words, according to the Gaonim, right, Tzeis is when it's light outside still. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia, and certainly Tzeis, is when it's completely dark. All right, everybody got that? That's what he says. V'yishlomer dachi kamar mitchila shkia. Hi, what do you do with the Gemara Psachim? The Gemara Psachim is talking about tchila shkia. Mitchila shkia da'ainu misha shematchela sachama likonis ba'ovi arakia adalayla havadalad milin. Pasum kamar misov shkita sov shkia. Sorry, the Gemara in Shabbos is about sov shkia. The Gemara in Psachim is Tchila Shkia. They're both true. That's Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you were to be Makel according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could start Shabbos Friday night when it was practically dark. Right? But we're not going to be Makel for Rabbeinu Tam. Some people are Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. There's a third shita just to be aware of. That is the shita of the Urayim. There's more than three, but these are the main ones. The Urayim was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, he wrote the Sefer Urayim. in this particular case, his view is the parallel opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, he provides the earliest Bein HaShemashos. The Bein HaShemashos of the Urayim is before astronomical Shkia. Right? X amount of minutes before Shkia is already Bein HaShemashos. And then Shkia is Erev. Okay? Where do you get that? Look at the Mordechai. And actually, you'll see in a moment that Ner Chanukah figures into this. Before we do that, let me just do a quick... I read Tosis in Psachim for a minute time. Let me just get Tosis in Shabbos also in. Look at the... This is probably on page 3. Tosis Shabbos, Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. Everybody have that? What number is that? Page 3? On page 3. 335. So, Tosis the following. Here's where the Gemara says... You know, the 16 minutes after Shkia thing. So the Gemara says, Trey Tilsi Mil, Kasha, Hochamash from Shkia Sacham Adalila, Lake El Tlasa Rivoi Mil. It sounds like there is less than, it's only like 16 minutes after Shkia, it's nighttime. Rabbi Yehuda Gufe Bepsachim, Perk Misha Yatami, Sabrin Mishkia Sacham Atsis Kochavim, Dalad Milim, Betsesa Kochavim Lila, Kanamina Beresh, Perkama, the Psachim. He quotes our Gemara. Tiltseis, it's daytime. Ukinabucha kra, banachnemosim bemalacha, dimine mapik perk based in Megillah, dimelos ashacha yimomahu. So, what do you do with this discrepancy? Again, ba'omra benu tam, the hosamayri betchila shkia. The Gemara Psachim is talking about tchila shkia, the astronomical sunset. Och, amisha tishka. The diok is, we'll see this in a moment, for Rabbeinu Tam, one is called Shkia, and the other is called Misha Tishka Hakama. Misha Tishka Hakama, says Rabbeinu Tam, is later. That's Sof Shkia. That's like an hour, practically, after astronomical Shkia. And what it means is, right, didn't we say that Tzeis HaKochavim is Laila? So just look for the stars. So Tosfos again says what he says in Psachim and other places. Hanir Mishkiya Sakamad Shihiksifa Elyon, Imem Bemronim Imla, Beod Kasha, the Nexi Anon, Bottom Benoni, Shielach Mitzkila Shkia, Stalin Milim, Ishon Misapkalu, Mawadam Benoni. We're not sure what that Kochab Benoni is. We're not sure what an Anum Benoni is. So, Mitzias wise, you can't solve these problems. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The parallel opposite of Rabbeinu Tam is the Urayim, who I'd say was his close Talmud. Here he learned from the Rebbe to do the parallel or to understand the parallel opposite. You'll see. So the Mordechai quotes it. It's in the Sefer Yerayim, but it's more convenient to quote it from the Mordechai. Mordechai in the Hagos Mordechai in the back of Masechet Shabbos says Ve'ezu Bein HaShemashos. What's Bein HaShemashos? Misha Tishka Hakama. That phrase doesn't say Shkia Sakama. Misha Tishka. Pirish Re'im, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, right? But say for Yerayim. Misha Tishka Hakama de Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Nechemia. Mishematcheles lishkoa, mishanotimaat. When it starts to sink, when it just starts to make its descent, it's still plenty out there on the horizon. It's on its way. Listen to the Urayim. The Urayim says that Misha Tishka Achama means 16 or 18 or 12, whatever it is, minutes before Shkia, before astronomical Shkia. That is already Ben Ashmashos. Ben Ashmashos is before Shkia Sachama, according to the Urayim. V'lasha Mishatishka, Mashmach Gdama. We'll see soon. Rabbeinu Tam thinks Mishatishka Mashma Mu'uchar. Parallel opposites. V'osa Gdama, Nikreis Ben Ashmashos. So you actually have Ben Ashmashos before Shkia. V'shiura, L'Rabba plus a Rivoi Mil, L'Rav Yosef Troy Tilsa Mil, U Kodem Shkia Sachama. So I'm not making this up. Aval Shkia Sachama, Mahalach He Milin, Kodem Tzeisa Kochavim, Vuhu Laila Gomor Midoraisa. Meaning, if you want to get the Tzeisa Kochavim, right, that is 4 Milin or 5 Milin, but already Shkia is Laila Gomer Midaraisa. Skip a little bit, like skip 5 lines. But Osan Hey Milan Avalila Gomer Midaraisa. During that 5 Milin or 4 Milin, the 72 minutes, it's already night the whole time. In other words, according to the Urayim, astronomical Shkia is real nighttime. According to the Gaonim and the Gaon, real nighttime is Tseis, which is about 16 minutes, typically, like I guess in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, 16 minutes after Shkia. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, real Tseis is, right, an hour, right, and it's 72 minutes, an hour and 12 minutes, right, after astronomical Shkia. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Urayim are opposites. For Rabbeinu Tam, real night is at Tseis, 72 minutes after real night begins for the Urayim. And the Gonim are in between. They think it's like, 16 minutes, at least in Yerushalayim, after Shkia. So what's fascinating is that the Urayim's proof. Two things that he says. Number one, Sharedam Zvachim Nefselis B'Shkia Sachama. The Gemara says in Zvachim, we'll see this in a second, that if you're being Makrav Korban, the Dam, the Zrikas Hadam, has to take place before Shkia Sachama. Here, Shkia Sachama, according to everybody, seems to mean astronomical Shkia Sachama, the first Shkia. So by Shkia, at Shkia, you can no longer do Zrikas Hadam. The Dam is Nifsal. Therefore, says the Urayim, since the Gemara says that Dam is Nifsal, but Shkia Sachama, and it means the first Shkia Sachama, it must be that it's Laila Gemura. Maybe that is Tzeis HaKochavim, if you want to work it out with our Gemara. We call it Tzeis HaKochavim, maybe. Oh, Ulefizeh, says Urayim, Tzorch Lamar Ma'od Knisas Shabbos. According to the Urayim, right, you have to be B'Kabal Shabbos earlier than we do. Because according to the Urayim, Ben Ashmashos is 16 minutes or so before Shkia. I mean, that's what we do, actually. But I'm saying that would be, you would have to do that. Avamash, I mean, he thinks that's already been Ashmashos. Not that it's extra time for Kabbalah's Shabbos. Avamash appears Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia Sachama Kodemes, Lemisha Tishka. Rabbeinu Tam says the opposite. Misha Tishka Achama refers to the late Shkia, not 16 minutes before the early Shkia. Upirish Ben Ashmashos Hukodem, Heiraos, Hakochavim, Achutza. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, instead of Ben Ashmashos being before Shkia Rishona, Ben Ashmashos is La'achar Shkia Hashnia, right before what we call Tzeis Hakochavim. The Rabbi can say Rabbi Yosef can Islay. Lo Nira L'Ra'im, he says Rabbeinu, the Ra'im didn't like Rabbeinu Tam. The Lashem Misha Tishka Bashma Agdama. Kermin B'sochas Apalim. Ihachi, right? Mishayif Siku, right? Ad Shev Siku Mi Boilei. Okay. So it comes out is that according to the Ra'im, most people don't follow the Ra'im, but the Ra'im inverted Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, everything is very late. According to the Ra'im, everything is very early. According to the Gaonim, it's somewhere in between. Oh. However, what ends up being interesting is what do you do with the din of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama according to Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds it what? One more time. When is real Erev? Tzeis Kochavim? 72 minutes after Shkia. So why is Dam Nifsal Mishkia Sachama? 72 minutes earlier. So if you look at Tosis in Zvachim, look at the Gemara in Zvachim for a minute. Page 2, the Gemara says, "Omer b'Yitzchok bar Avudimi, minayin l'dam shenifsal b'shkia sachama." How do you know that blood, right, can no longer be sprinkled, meaning it's lina time, it's, you know, it's over at shkia sachama? Shenemar b'yom hakrivo as zivcho yeyachel. B'yom sh'at zoveach yata makriv. B'yom sh'at zoveach yata makriv. The Gemara thinks that that ends at Shkia. So look at Tosis. B'yesh l'far Shkia sachama hainu t'chilas Shkia. Wow. This is Tosis talking. Is it even Rabbeinu Tam? Because it sounds like we're saying that there's a din d'oraisa that depends on Tchila Shkia, an actual sunset. Kodim Tzeis HaKochavim. Kida Amar, Dimishkia Sacham Aviyad Tzeis HaKochavim, Dalad Minim and Perek Shoya Tomei. V'choshev Yom, L'inyan Shemitzvasa Bayom. But it sounds like, then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Lifnei Tzeis HaKochavim, before 72 minutes after Shkia, is considered Yom with respect to all mitzvos Hayom. Here, it's a special din that since you learned from Biyom HaKrivo, that's Shkia. Even though normally the definition of day is Tzeis HaKochavim, the ending of the day. We're going through the whole thing. Sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Shkia Sachama, they really mean Seis HaKochavim. So that's not the pshat here in Zvachim. We're talking about real Shkia Sachama, sunset. Nami Achamashma the Nipsal Damishkiya Sakama, Shakurum says Kochavim Dalad Milan, the real Shkia, 72 minutes earlier. The Khashiv Derakoka Minamodiyim, Mishum Domati Rushalayim, Ad Tchilas Shkiya Sakama, the Kavarlay's Man Shkita Sapesach. So basically, we're going to skip a little bit. Umisha tishka chama de lekaman lo avikamo misha tishka chama bialma. Rabbi Natan says are two slightly different formulations. Whenever it says misha tishka chama, it's different. The rogo Rabbi Natan lefarish to shkia dafka mashma tchila shkia. The word shkia means astronomical shkia. That's what we say dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. When it says aval misha tishka, when it speaks about the process of the sun sinking rather than the noun of sunset, mashma sofshkia, the kashaleb soperk, but memadlikin, mashm shkia sachamad laila, tulasa rivai mil, uperk misha yatame, mashm shtishka chamat seska cham arba mil, kashaleb the medina sayom, the mefarsha made a tab, the mishkia, mashma tchila shkia, shachama matchelas the konis obirakia. So basically, what I'm trying to show is that even though Rabbeinu Tam holds that the day is over and night really begins 72 minutes after Shkia, when it comes to the Din D'oraisa of Dam Nifsal Shkia Sachava, which requires, you know, Biyom Hakrivo, that ends at Shkia, the real Shkia. The truth is that you have a similar idea also in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah Masechet Brachos says that you can't daven mincha after Shkia. Can't daven mincha after Shkia. Shagas Aryeh is a very famous piece where he attacks this Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, I don't think it's true. You could daven mincha until tzeis. He says, what's shkia? Shkia isn't Laila. The same Rabbeinu Yonah and the same disagreement with the Shagas Aryeh on another topic. There's a din of Shechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Right? At night. When does that begin? Right? We know about it from the Haggadah, right? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachos, it begins at Shkia. So you have to finish Mincha by Shkia, and you can also begin Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Parshas Vayomer, at Shkia. Shagas Aryeh says about both that they're wrong. He says, you can't start Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at Shkia. You have to wait till Tzeis. Oh. In the end of our sugya, on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, this is what I started to explain last time, the Gemara says the following. It's almost like a little more than halfway down the page. Ella ben Rav Huna ben Rav Yehuda. Everybody have that? It's like seven lines into the wide lines. The Gemara says, Ella ben Rav Huna ben Rav Yehuda, dekula alma or urtahu. Everybody agrees that the word or in this context for B'tikas Chametz means Laila, nighttime. Below Pligi, they're not arguing substantively what time it is. Markiatre, Batu Dravuna Kari Nagi, Batri Dravuna Kari Leili. Each one employs a usage, you know, that is consistent with his place of residence. But why wouldn't you just say Leil Yudalid and avoid the whole confusion? So the Gemara says, Lishna Ma'al Yehudinokan, Ukrab Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, La'olam al Yotzi Adam Davar Maguna Mipiv. A person should speak in refined language. Shari Akama Kosev Shmona Osios, La'hotzi Davar Maguna Mipiv. Torah, Shanamar, says, Mina Behema HaTahora, Mina Behema Sher Einena Tahora, instead of saying, Timea. Rapapa Amar Tesha, 9 words, letters, Shanamar Kiya B'chaish, Asher Lo Yeh Tahar, Mikre Laila. Why not say Asher Yeh Tamei? Ravina Amar Eser, Vav the Tahar, okay, fine. Rav Acha Amar, Bar Yaakov Amar Shesha Srei, Shanamar Kiya Amar Mikre Hu, Bilti Tahar Hu, Kilo Tahar. Okay. Anyways, we'll get back to that. The Gemara's conclusion is that Or Labasa means nighttime. So at this point, the Gemara seems to say, yeah, but Or is a nicer way to say it. But the Rishonim were troubled. Rishonim said, there are so many times when we use the expression Laila, why Dafka here are we using the expression Or? So if you look in the back of the Gemara, on the Rif, one second. So the Balamor on Aleph Amud Aleph in the Dape Arif says, Suga d'shmaitza kol hechad chi adadi ninu mishtoi b'loshen kavod hechad nefishi mehadadi shafik lahi d'nafish v'naka derech katzar u'bvad shehilo l'loshen meguna. It also says like the principle that comes out of the Suga, the Balamor. You know, if you can be brief, that's better. If you can be refined, that's better. But if you're not saying anything too terrible, brevity also has, you know, a benefit, etc. So Balamor says, so if that's it, then why in the end do we say or here? So it comes off, and he says, his conclusion finally is that since this is the beginning of the Sechta, you should always begin on like a more positive note. Okay. Why am I telling you all this? It's not so scintillating, this Balamor. It's very interesting, but the Ravid disagrees. Look at the Ravid. So that's Sugas HaRavid. Tana de Beishmua, Psichas Dvarav, Amar Avram, Zeh Atam Ein Lo Tam. The Ravid was an equal opportunity, you know, a sharp critic. You know, he made funny comments on the Rambam. He made humorous comments on the Balamor. So this reason, you know, has no tam, no taste. B'chiloshna atana lashon or ela b'psichas devarav. It's not true that we only use the language of or in the beginning of a mesechta. Hari amapelas or l'shmonim be'achod yachol yehinechal or l'gimel kama kiyotze be'elu. Ba'od, hatu mi leka laila b'mishna u'b'braisa. Maro loma or b'miksa samakomos, b'miksa sonomer laila. Why the discrepancy in use of language? Says the Ravid, aval atam haboror, shekol ha-mekomos shu tzorech lahaktim l'tchila salaila, kegon b'dikas chametz u'masin matzos, toni or, b'bnei shadayin yesh sham or hayom, ve'eino choshech k'nesiv, v'la choshech kara, Laila. Okay, so the Ravid says a bit of a chiddush. The Ravid says it's not linguistic, it's not refined language, it's not hakdamas, it's a din. We use the expression or when we want you to start or to stop, as the case may be, while there's still some light outside. Wow, what does that mean? So the Chok Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch says, quotes us Ravid, says the Raiva doesn't mean, he means Tchilas Tzeitzu Kochavim. But the Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says, no, that's not what the Raiva means. The Raiva means Shkia. Bedikas Chametz is from Shkia, not from Tzeis. Even though typically Tzeis is Tchilas Yom Abba, Laila, Sofayom. So if the Raiva thinks because of the word or that you start Bedikas Chametz at Shkia, even though because of the light outside, how do you explain that? It's a din in Leil Yadalid. Oh, so basically my time is almost up. Let me just come to the punchline. What do we have here? The Pashtus of our Gemara and the way Tosus wanted to read it and some of the Gemaras and Brachos and Megillah, right, and Shabbos and the way they want to read some Gemaras and Pesachim. It sounds like everything begins at Alos HaShachar. Every day begins at Alos HaShachar. And every day ends at Tzeis HaKochavim. It's Yomama until Tzeis HaKochavim. All right, that still doesn't tell us when Tzeis HaKochavim is, you know, what you're starting from, right? But at the end of the day, at least we have that. Everything is simple. But it's not so simple. We find discrepancies all over the place. Even Rabbeinu Tam, who thinks that nighttime is late because he starts counting 16 minutes or whatever it is from the second Shkia. In other words, for him, nighttime is typically 72 minutes after Shkia. Even he thinks that Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama 72 minutes earlier. And the Ravid thinks that there are certain dinim when the Mishnah or Gemara is the language of Or, which don't begin at Seis at all, they begin, according to the Magen Avraham, begin at Shkia. So you could say Bishlom, Hotanach, B'dikas Chametz Adin Drabanan. But there are other dinim that this applies to. One is a Korban Yoledes. We'll see it in the Gemara next week. It's Adin D'Oraisa. The question is if a Yoledes is counting her days since the Leda, if she has another miscarriage, within 81 days, she brings only one korban. And if it's after that, then it's like two different melos, she brings two korbanos. Says, the sugya says, or l'shmona ve'echad. According to the Raiva, that means if the miscarriage takes place, let's assume according to the Magen Avraham, after Shkia, then that's too late. Why? Not till Tzeis that it's really completely night. Or Nosar, right? When does the Din Nosar begin? At night. According to the Rebbe, it would seem to be at Shkia. Those are Dinim D'Oraisa. Then you have the Rambam, who in many cases thinks that Nates is Koveya during the day, not Alos. Then you have Rabbeinu Yonah, who also thinks that Shkia is Koveya and not Seis, and the Shagasari is upset. So what's going on? And then we started with the Chanukah application, but the Rambam holds that Neros Chanukah should be lit Im HaShkia. Whereas a Tur in Shulchan Aruch thinks it's Seis. But the Rambam himself calls it Erev. The answer apparently is that for at least a group of Rishonim, the day is much more complicated. And when we speak about Seis and Alos, we are speaking about, you know, more subtle categories. Seis is Laila Gemura, Laila Muchletes. But when you need some dinim of, let's say it's no longer Yom or fully Yom, or it's already the transition, or Tchilas Erev, in some respects, the beginning of the next day, or the end of the previous day, as a 24-hour day, not simply as day and night, In those contexts, we find that sometimes Shkia is Koveya. And similarly for the Rambam, Alos HaShachar is already not night. And it's the beginning of day. But there are dinim that require an equivocal day. Or Boker maybe. And they require nates. It's very complicated. I want to go into all of it. Boker might be its own category. So the Rav has actually a very, he has some suggestions about some of these categories in a Yahrzeit shiur that he once gave, printed in the Shiurim L'Zecher Abamar. The Rav thinks that all of this complexity issues from the Psukim in Bereishis. Because if you look at the Psukim in Bereishis, on the one hand, the Rabbeinu Shalom called Or and Choshech Yom Valayla, like the Gemara brings down. But it also called the Shemesh L'Memshelas Bayom, right? And the Shemesh is Nates and Shkia. So the Rav thinks that whenever you need, like Yom Muchlat and certain things, you need both. You need Or and Shemesh. Or maybe it's the difference between when you're counting as opposed to the transition between one. Again, the details were discernible time as opposed to approximate time. There are all sorts of distinctions that you can make. But the point is that notwithstanding the simple reading of our Gemara, there are quite a few Rishonim and Mefarshim and Poskim who think that the day is complicated, much more complicated, that there's absolute night and absolute day. There's, and that, by the way, affects what this will conclude, Ben Hashmashos, right? So the Bali Tosis are the opinion that Ben Hashmash is really a Safek. We're not sure exactly when the transition is. But in the world of Brisk, they call, you know, Brisker Ben Hashmashos, meaning it's a stira Ben Hashmashos. It's Miktsas Yom Miktsas Laila. Or another way to say it is, Aimbo Mishum, you know, Aimbo Mishum Laila, maybe. The Netziv has a terrific comment in Hamek Davar in a bunch of places where it says, whenever the Torah says Bain Bain, sometimes the Torah says this, Bain that. And then sometimes it says Bain this, Bain that. He says the difference is the in between like a gray area and a chalos. Anyways, with this I conclude. If you just look at the Ritva here, the Ritva, do I have it or not? Page 3.
But Rav, if you don't learn that Benish Mushos is a suffix,
yeah,
like you don't hold that it's a suffix, then how come you have Gemara's, like, for example, the Erev Tchumim, where Rebbe holds that Benish Mushos, since it's only, he used the Lush, since it's suffix, therefore we allow you to violate a certain din of the Rabbanan in order to have a good Erev Tchumim. But if you don't hold that as a suffix, then
it is a suffix, but it's
the way you explain the Bris.
Let me explain. It's a hard suffix, not a soft suffix. Meaning it's a suffix. It's a hard suffix, not a soft suffix. Meaning it's not a suffix that we don't know. It's either Yom or Laila, but we don't know which. It's a suffix because it has ingredients of both. And therefore we can't classify. It's like a hybrid. That's by the way how they want to explain. The Gemara says in Shabbos, just look at the language just for one more second. I'm sorry we're going over time, but we will stop in a minute. The Gemara in Shabbos itself, where do I have it? Ben Hashmashos Safek Minayom Uminalaila Safek Kula Minayom Safek Kula Minalaila. So the language actually sounds like, you know, we're not, there are points at which we're not sure which it is. And sometimes it's a suffix because it's both or neither. But this is, just look at the Ritva for a moment. The Ritva says, Ritva Yuma, famous, very famous. Mem Zaino in base. Omer B'Yochan Hoda Pashat Yoshua Azah Ben Abinayim Suffolk. Ikal Medak. The Kivin the Suffolk Ka'amar Dahave. My Pshutu Sehu Labayon. Efshad Ochi Kamar, Bein Abinayim Safek, Lefishu Nidon Kipanim V'Kachutz. Sometimes Safek doesn't mean we don't know. Safek means it's not knowable. It doesn't have a single identity. It has no identity or a hybrid identity. And he gives the example. Kesafek Bein Ashmashos, Sheyesh Bo Min Hayom U'Min HaLayla. Hachanam Yesh Bo Mibifnim V'Yesh Bo Mibachutz U'Kekomet Shiraim Amu Ravin Zabazeh. That's well known, but it's a famous ritva. But it's that's what. Now, so again, if you look at the Rishonim, for example, you know, let's say you do malacha, you know, the same time of the day going in and going out, right? Or is it enough to do malacha bein hashmashos, going in and out, even if it isn't at the same time? Meaning, if the idea is to identify, or because we're just not sure what the transition is, then we can mimanafshach some of the things out. And some of the Rishonim think you could. By the way, the Bali Tosis, when it comes to Firas HaOmer and many other things, say, Sveka Drabanan Lekula, that's why, you know, Ben HaShmashos. But if you can't mimanafshach some of these things out, and you don't know what to play Sveka Drabanan Lekula, could very well be because Yesh Bo Min Hayoma Min Alayla. It could be different dinim have different applications of this also. Like some dinim require full yom, some of them require full Laila, some of them require some aspect of yom, some aspect of Laila. So that'll affect not only Shkia, you know, not only Alos Nates Shkia Tseis, it'll also affect. By the way, for that, they have another issue like that in Plaga Mincha. For certain dinim, you could, like Bidiyavid, some poskim think you could already light Hanukkah candles, Plaga Mincha. Certain dinim you could do already Plaga Mincha. That's certainly not Laila, but it's, let's say, Samukhla Laila. It's a chalos of Samukhla Laila. Or Tchila Samavar. Or what's Bein Arbayim for that matter? Right? Anyways, we're going to stop because it's late. The point is that, now again, I do want to speak for 1 minute next week. Why B'dikas Chametz, of all things, according to the Ravid, gets this or needs a little bit of light? I suggested why for the Rambam, Neros Chanukah. Why B'dikas Chametz? So I want to talk for a minute about that. Maybe it's connected to the Yerushalmi that we saw last week, that it's show, you know, you should be shomer the day. So you have to want to make sure already by when once it's real night and the next day that you're already in the process of Bedikas Chametz. Maybe that's the idea. It's a way of protecting the full transition period. Okay.